Hi, we're going to tell a little story how I met my fiance on the Bud Light Party Cruise.
It's true. So you ask what the Bud Light Party Cruise is. It is 3 nights, 4 days of sun and Bud Light and beaches and a whole lot of partying.
Yeah, so we flew down to Fort Lauderdale, and myself and Joe LaBar, we were about to do a big guys weekend. I was newly single. Bud Light Party Cruise, here we go. So we had some drinks at the airport bar, and a beautiful blonde walks in.
So I'm really excited to hang out with my friends. I haven't seen them in forever. I worked with Joe as well, and so I was really excited to see everybody. So my girlfriend and Sarah and I are the last two to arrive to the airport. We head towards the bar, and I see this super cute guy, and I think, oh, I don't want to like someone on the Bud Light Party Cruise. That's horrible. So
thanks. No, I thought she was honestly way out of my league, so I just did the gentlemanly thing and helped her with her bags.
So he helps me to the bus, and we're heading to port, and he's sitting in front of me, and we start chatting. Being from Detroit, I'm a big hockey fan, go Wings, so we start talking hockey. And
really being from Maryland, I've never seen a girl that looks like this could say anything about hockey in my life. So when she said Winnipeg Jets, I immediately fell in love.
He also then proceeded to tell me all about how he worked for Marriott and he had all these admins and he was a big man on campus. And I also worked for Marriott and knew that he shared an office admin, which is not exactly the same thing as having your own admin.
I was a little nervous in trying to impress you and not doing a good job at it. But it was really cool for her to call me out in such a lovely way. And we just really hit it off.
So we all get onto the boat, and my girlfriend Sarah and I are walking around, and we see Gabe and another friend, Todd, sitting at a table, and they're talking to these two girls, and I realize I'm very upset about this situation for no apparent reason.
The two girls were lovely promo models for Bud Light, and very intelligent, great conversation.
They were floozies.
Just good conversation. Absolutely delightful. So that evening was the White Party, which I have plenty of clothes for a white party. We hit the dance floor.
So we were hitting it off very well. We've been flirting and hanging out all afternoon. And so at the party, we're dancing. And I realize I'm getting very attached to the situation. And that is ridiculous. I'm not going to be that girl on the Bud Light Party Cruise. So
she said that a lot.
So we're dancing. And I realize that I need to go and dance with someone else to, you know, move away from the situation.
So, yeah, she started dancing with another guy, and I look, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm jealous. And I was like, no, this is a guy's weekend, single. I'm going to go dance with another girl. So I found a lovely girl to go dance with. And
also
then I looked,
a floozy.
Surprisingly, lots of floozies on the Bud Light Cruise. Who knew?
Who knew?
So I look over my shoulder, and I'm getting a very dirty look, which actually kind of made me feel good. From Lindsay. So we both over and we're chatting up again.
So I decided that I'm going to go to the bar and I'm going to figure out this situation once and for all. And because obviously we've known each other for 12 hours. So we need to figure out what this situation
is. Exactly.
So we're heading to the bar to get a drink. And what else would you ask other than, so are we going to like make out or what?
And that was an awesome question. She's so nice and friendly, and I had no idea. Like I said, I thought she was out of my league, and as a gentleman, of course, you know, I don't want to turn the lady down. So that was our first kiss on the deck of the Bud Light Party Boat.
Where else?
We just had a great time, and then the next night, it was a 70s night, so we're dressed in our 70s theme and having a good time, and I guess later on, we decided to have a little nightcap.
Back in your stateroom.
There you go. And my buddy Todd opens up the door while we're talking and with two girls. And he's like, one for me. And then he's just like, oh my goodness. And Lindsay freaks out and runs out the door.
Screaming, I'm not going to be the girl on the Bud Light Party Cruise.
Correct. And then Todd with the two girls leaves in a panic as well, so I'm by myself.
So we reconvene the next morning and decide that maybe we should talk about the situation and figure out, you know, what is going on. So we decide we're going to go on a date.
Yes.
On the deck of a Bud Light Party Cruise ship.
Exactly.
Exceptionally romantic.
So romantic. So we ended up talking out. At that time, I lived in New York, and Lynn's lived in Detroit. So we decided we're going to give it a shot. We just had that kind of chemistry. So we traveled back and forth, and then it was actually said by the customs agent.
He believed that we were actually married. He was making sure that I was appropriately planning his 30th birthday party, which was coming up in a month. So
yeah, so we were pretty sure we got married already in the Bahamas.
Yes.
So we went back and forth, and we actually got engaged in November. We both moved to Baltimore, and we're getting married next May.
Yay!
So the moral of the story is the Bud Light Party Cruise looks like a good time, but you'll find the love of your life.
And while I certainly never thought I would be telling this story, standing up on stage to everyone that I don't know, sometimes there's nothing wrong with being the girl on the Bud Light Party Cruise.
There we go.